peace. Everyone is looking for it, but the only place you'll find true and lasting peace is right here in God's Word. Join us as we go back to God's Word on this edition of Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. And indeed, it is abounding grace that we seek and find here in God's Word. We would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, brings us back to God's Word that we might find that peace, that encouragement for the day, that challenge to follow hard after Christ. For this edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for joining us today at Abounding Grace. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon, joined with Wes Breitenhoff of the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. Thankful to bring these broadcasts to you. We're continuing in our discussion this Friday session on spiritual warfare. Wes, spiritual warfare, a reality in the life of the church, one we don't like to talk about. We would love to all have our coffees, sit in church, hear nice music, think everything's going well, and that's not reality, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, the reality is that we are in a battle, and you know, and we have a fierce enemy, Satan. He is a lion looking to devour us, and we have to be on our guard against him, and we have to know his strategies, we have to know what he's up to, and we have to know how we can defend ourselves in this spiritual warfare.
Right. And you know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul is charging this pastor. You know, we really have a pastoral outline here of what ministry should be.
Right.
And you know, he starts off by saying, I charge you, and this is no sort of suggestion. This is a forceful charge in the Greek.
Right. It's
coming directly from the Lord because he's before the face of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the sense here, who will judge the living and the dead. Mm-hmm. So there's going to soon be a judgment. You're before God's face, Timothy. I don't give you an option. This is your call. I solemnly charge you at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word.
Right.
Be ready in season, out of season. Here's what your preaching is to be. It literally means reprove, rebuke. So this is basic law preaching to convict and draw out repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Exhort with the gospel, with all long suffering and teaching. And then he gives the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about three reasons today, Wes. The first one is he talks about the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They won't put up with it. They won't bear it.
Yeah.
He says, that's not an option. This is going to happen.
Yeah. What does that mean, though, like, sound doctrine? That's a dirty word for a lot of people today. Maybe we should be clear on what doctrine is.
Yeah. You know, I often hear the statement, doctrine divides.
Yeah.
And you know, doctrine is I guess it does. It divides sheep from wolves and truth from error. But doctrine is what we believe, what the scriptures teach concerning the articles of our Christian faith.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be helped if they knew that the word doctrine simply means teaching.
Teaching, yeah.
It's the teaching of scripture. And I don't think there are any Christians out there who would deny that the Bible is a book that teaches us. Teaches us the gospel, teaches us about Christ,
right.
Teaches us everything we need to know for our salvation.
You tell
doctrine
me,
is the essence of the Bible.
Well, who is Jesus? You say the Son of God. That's doctrine.
Exactly.
To say that we don't need doctrine.
Yeah, that he is the Savior of sinners.
Is to say we don't need the Word.
Exactly.
You know, so if they're not going to endure sound doctrine, what is that?
Yeah. You know? The key there, the key word is sound, actually.
Right.
Because people are always going to have some kind of doctrine. They're going to have some kind of teaching to which they give heed, whether it's the doctrines of men or the doctrines of God. And here, the apostle tells us that there are going to be people who will not endure sound doctrine. They're going to choose other doctrines that are unsound.
Now, Wes, this goes back to what he said in 2 Timothy 3. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, dangerous seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had all sorts of these dangerous seasons in the life, 2,000 years of church history, where people have not endured sound doctrine. I mean, I think of sacramentalism, sacerdotalism in the Roman church, where you had to go through priests, and which denied the only mediator, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think of
Enlightenment.
Rationalism,
yeah.
where human reason dictated truth, not the word. And then we had experientialism.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you look at 2 Thessalonians 2 speaks to that, speaking about the great apostasy, right? If you read in verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
You know, the whole...
That's unsound doctrine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and this is about what goes on, not out there in the world, but what goes on in the church. What goes on among people who profess to be Christians.
You know, that statement, what you just quoted, Wes, the love, they did not receive the love of the truth. They're the ones that will be deceived who are not receiving the love of the truth today.
Right.
And so whatever that is that he outlines there, it's because they're not receiving, they will be deceived because they're not receiving the love of the truth now.
And where do we find the truth, right? Well, listen to the words of Jesus. He says, your word is truth in John 17. God's word is the truth. That's where we need to go to find the sound doctrine that's mentioned there in Timothy.
So Paul says, okay, Timothy, I solemnly charge you before God's face. Christ is going to be here in judgment soon. Preach the word, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. The first reason is because people are not putting up with sound doctrine. But number two, you got to do that. And I think he says this here in verse 10. He says, but you have carefully followed my manner, my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, longsuffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. With persecutions I endured, and he goes on, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, but here it is, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And then he says, back in chapter 4, for they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers and will turn their ears away from the truth. So the second reason is, people are defecting. They're right. Turning to something else. If you don't preach, if you don't give them sound doctrine, they're going to turn to something else.
Right. People want to have their ears tickled. When they come to church on Sunday, they want to be told that they're okay, that there's no problem, you're an all right person. But the Word of God doesn't say that. The Word of God makes us uncomfortable. And if the preaching you're hearing on Sunday doesn't prick you, doesn't challenge you, I really wonder whether you're actually hearing the Word of God. In truth, we need to have preaching that challenges us, that confronts us, that, as it says, convicts, rebukes, and exhorts us. And it's uncomfortable, it's not pleasant, it's not enjoyable, but it's necessary for us.
Right. And you know, Michael Horton, what labeled that as therapeutic self-help deism in his book, Crisis Christianity,
yeah, right.
Where, you know, that's what's being preached. But our call is to correct and confront. You know, that's difficult, Wes, when the call is reprove and rebuke. The first two are negative there.
Yeah.
So the preacher's call is to address sin in the life of this people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not something we like today, but you know, the fascinating thing is that's the ultimate testimony of God's love. God cares enough to address your sin.
Right.
What if he didn't? The alternative is, I don't want to address it. I want to tell you you're nice. I don't really care. Go on. That's what essentially the message becomes.
And imagine a parent doing that with their child.
Yeah.
You know, a parent never saying to their child, listen, you know, what you're doing is wrong. This is going to set you up for a life of pain, for a life of suffering. You're going to, if you keep doing this, you're going to end up in jail. All these other things. You know, I'm telling you, you're going the wrong direction. You got to straighten up and fly right. Because otherwise you're going to crash and burn.
Final reason today, Wes, and we'll close on this, is the reason we have to continue in this warfare is because we've been given the words of life.
Mm-hmm.
He says, look, continue in the things you've learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them. From childhood you know the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. And he goes on, all Scriptures given by inspiration, profitable for rebuking, teaching, correcting, and training in righteousness.
Yeah.
That, those who we preach to, the man of God may be thoroughly, it means complete.
Right.
For every good work. You know, that means that the word of God corrects and preserves and protects us and makes us complete in everything.
It gives us wholeness.
Right.
Which is really the biblical concept of peace, is wholeness, being the person that God wants us to be.
It's a beautiful message, and that's the uplifting element.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, look, okay, we're exposing, but we're fighting warfare. We're doing it with the positive, powerful, strong Word of God.
Exactly.
And that's what we do every week when we stand up and we preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You preach the gospel at Langley Canadian Reformed Church. Tell us when, where?
Yeah, people can find us in Langley on 52nd Avenue, just to the east of the airport. Our worship services are at 9:30 and 2 o'clock. You can find more information on our website, www.langleycanrc.org. And we'd love to have visitors come and join us anytime. We'd love to have you join us and sit with us under the preaching of the good news of Jesus Christ.
Well, we are so thankful you tune in every Friday for Gospel Talk, Bounding Grace with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff and myself. We thank you for tuning in. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.
Well, that's all the time we have today. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our goal in bringing you Abounding Grace each and every day is that you would grow and abound in grace through the study and the teaching and preaching of God's Word. If you have any questions about the broadcast or anything that you've heard here on the broadcast, or if you have any questions about your own relationship with Jesus Christ, we would love to talk with you. You can call us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can also access our website, lindenurc.com. Find out a bit more about us. Take advantage of some of the sermons that we've posted online there, as well as email us with any questions or concerns you might have, especially prayer requests. We would love to pray for you in any way that we can. Again, lindenurc.com or call 360-318-0429. You can always write to us at 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington. 98264 is our zip code. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. And for directions, you can either visit our website, lindenurc.com, or call 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today, and until next time, God bless.